Breeze. Radio Bath with live acoustic music every single Friday at 3:30. There'll be another one next week.
This is Radio Bath.
We had two tracks from them there. And it's just gone 3:30. Time to speak live with our guest this afternoon, who is none other than actor Clive Mantle. I would say of this parish, because I won't give it away, Clive, but we know you're from, you live in the area, don't you?
Hello. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm just into Wiltshire, but yes, I come to Bath a great deal.
Is that, it obviously makes it easier, presumably, for when you're doing theatre work, as you are next week at the Bath Theatre Royal, to just nip home and not have to, when you're traipsing around the country, living out of a bag? Presumably a lot of your life is like that,
well,
is it?
This is a 27-week tour, and I think I can commute to about three or four of the theatres, and it makes a heck of a difference if you can get home and sleep in your own bed.
It must do.
Yeah, because the listeners will appreciate, there's a bit of a lottery when you're going around the country as to how comfortable some of the places are you get to stay in.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You don't always know what you're going to get.
No.
For context, I'm just playing underneath you a classic theme from the 1980s. Let's just remind people, Clive Mantle, you have been in some, you're an iconic person yourself, because the things you've been in, Casualty for many years. How many years did you do in that?
I did 5 in Casualty and 2 in Holby City. Yeah.
Right, because there's the link between the two, isn't there?
Yeah.
And then Robin of Sherwood. Main part for you. That must be nostalgic.
It is. It's still my happiest experience recording television. It really was. We're all still in touch, all the cast. You can't separate us. We were all on holiday last February together. And we
No,
we still all see each other. We had a massive 40th anniversary convention last year in Chepstow with, I think, about 450 devout fans all came, and we had a lovely long weekend of talking about the series. And
Clive, that's extraordinary. That's a great bit of info.
It's really still alive on social media. And then Clannad did their farewell concert at the end of last year, and they invited us, the cast, along to the Albert Hall, and we all went up on stage.
No way.
It's fantastic. Yeah,
do you know what? I was almost being mischievous playing this piece of music and just talking to you about that, and you have just opened up a whole... I haven't got time to get into the questions around that, but that's amazing. Did some of the HTV crew that were part of that, I think I know an editor that worked on it, a guy called Terry James, when you were at that convention last year, is it cast and crew, or was it just cast?
Yeah, it's anyone associated with the series. So, you know, there's panels with a lot of the costume designer was there, and a lot of...
this is radio makeup.
You know, lots of people have turned up over the years to speak to the fans. Yeah, they soak up all the information about anything to do with the series. They love.
They should remake it.
Yeah. Oh well, I think
was Ray Winston
they'd have
there?
To recast it. Because, I don't think any of us could run around the forest anymore.
So is Michael Praed, Ray Winston, you?
Yeah, Michael, Jason Connery, Mark Ryan, myself, Judy Trott, Nick Grace, Philip Jackson, Phil Davis. Yeah, there were lots and lots and lots of people were there.
And people will also know you, Clive, as the love interest for Dawn French in The Vicar of Dibley when she jumped in the puddle.
That's right.
Is that that's a good summary as well. Now look, you're and that must have been great fun doing that with her.
It was.
You're really part was. Of. Such a that was a huge sitcom. Now I just want to get to the stuff that obviously you're doing next week. You're taking part in this ghost story thing, and when looking at the YouTube videos of the reactions of the audience, which is a brilliant bit of promo, by the way,
it is, yeah,
they genuinely look terrified. So can you take us through why it is so scary?
It's basically it's a professor who's a skeptic as to the activity, the paranormal activity, and he's trying to debunk the theories, and he illustrates with 3 ghost stories, and they play out one after another. And I can tell you the audience's reaction is, it's absolutely fantastic.
Have you enjoyed it? Have you loved seeing that?
We had our opening night last night. So we've done three or four previews in Bromley and Richmond so far. And we had our opening night in Richmond last night. And we come to Bath fully fledged next week. But it really is. What's amazing about it is that there's a whole new audience coming to the theatre as a result, because it's got a bit of a cult standing.
Oh.
And, you know, so there's... we've got a massive responsibility, because there's people coming to the theatre who've never been to the theatre before, and you want them to come back. You know, you want them to come back to see a comedy, to come back to see a history, a Shakespeare, or whatever, a musical. But you know, everyone's first taste of a theatre production is absolutely vital in order for them to come back. You don't want to put them off. But this, it will certainly scare them, and it will certainly affect them, and it will certainly make them think, and it will certainly entertain them. It'll make them laugh, and it'll make them duck down behind the seats. And Andy Nyman, one of the writers, was in last week, and he said it's fantastic. These six or seven sort of young chaps, you know, 17, 18, 19, came in full of swagger and within 10 minutes they were hiding in each other's armpits a bit like watching Doctor Who when we were young. From behind the sofa.
That's a really good analogy. And the idea that these swaggering teenagers, you know, these adolescents who think nothing will scare me, coming in and cowering, just shows the power that you can have on stage, and that stagecraft. So do you play the professor?
No, a wonderful, he's actually a stand-up comedian called Dan Tetzel, who, you know, and he's written for every good comedy show on television and radio. He plays the professor, and I'm a really quite arrogant and nasty city trader who's expecting his first child. So I'm one of the three stories that's told.
Yeah, there's like a trilogy. There are three stories told through different people, aren't there?
That's right.
And presumably, does it leave us thinking conclusively about whether ghosts exist or not? Is it challenging that?
It's whatever you make of it, you know. I can't give too much away, because otherwise it will spoil it for people. But it's an entertainment, but it's also quite thought-provoking as well. Well, very thought-provoking. I would say it's an all-round evening. I mean, I had people in last night who, like my agent and my wife, who's an actress, and they just said, genuinely, it's an amazing evening in the theatre. I mean, there were casting directors there and everything, who said this is honestly it's a wonderful night's entertainment. When you're inside something, you know, it's quite often slightly difficult to judge what the whole piece, what the effect is having on the audience, as a visceral reaction as they're sitting there. But you know, when you get feedback like that from people you trust, then you know you're onto a winner. And Carla, my wife, said the production is just fantastic. Look at that, they're still rehearsing some of the scene changes, so that's what they're doing,
and that's what they're doing behind you there.
That's right. Yeah.
And so for you, what's been the it sounds like it's an unusual piece for you to do, and that it steps slightly out of the ordinary. Has it taken you out of a comfort zone as an actor?
How has it challenged you? Well, it's very, very different. Technically, it's a very different, difficult and different piece for me to tackle. Again, I can't explain quite why that is, because it's, and that's to do with what the audience will see on the night. But it's the great thing about it is there's the age, grand old age of 67. I'm still learning, it's like getting a brownie badge on your sleeve or a scout badge on your sleeve. You know, I've now got a sort of ghost stories badge on the sleeve of my scout's jumper, if you like. because I've never done a ghost story. I've done thrillers and things like that, but a genuinely jump out of your seat, scream out loud piece like this. I've never done before, and it's great.
Well, something that people might know from theatre, because it's a really common piece in Amdram, which has potentially a ghostly tinge to it, is An Inspector Calls, with which presumably you'll be familiar. But it's not a scary play. No. It just leaves you thinking, okay, was the inspector a ghost or not? What was going on there? Was it in their minds? Yeah. Presumably, this is out and out jump scare stuff. It's not. It's not like An Inspector Calls.
No, it's not like An Inspector Calls. But in terms of design, it's absolutely fantastic.
The visual effects are there.
Yeah, the visual effects. All sorts of effects, and I have to say that the soundscape that accompanies it is as an important character as any one of us up on stage. It is a complete and utter character in itself.
We look forward to it. How long does it run? So it runs in Bath from when to when?
Well, we're in Bath from the 28th of January till the 1st of February, but you can catch us on the road all the way through till August the 2nd.
Oh, you got a busy year then.
Yeah.
Oh, Clive.
I shall have a nice long lay down in a darkened room come the second week of August.
You will.
If people miss it in Bath, we're in Cheltenham and other places nearby. So
not too far.
Not too far, but come to Bath next week. That would be great to see you all, and great to scare you all.
Sounds amazing, and we'll be sleeping. You'll be sleeping, and we'll be sleeping with the lights on after that.
Yeah, exactly, absolutely.
Take care, Clive. Thanks so much for joining us on Radio Bath this afternoon. Good luck with the show, Ghost Stories.
Thank you.
The Bath Theatre Royal next week, and have a great run for the year.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to talk to you and your listeners.
Great to talk to you, Clive. Thank you so much. Clive Mantle there, live on Radio Bath, talking about his piece next week, and also revealing being part of the Robin of Sherwood convention and news that Clannad said farewell. I feel compelled now to play Clannad's Robin of Sherwood track off the back of that, with the news he was telling us about these conventions each year. Here they are, and thanks to him.